Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's very cold, so please take that seriously. I mean, it's freezing. It's right at the freezing out there. So please be not surprised if you go in shorts and flips. Good luck. I mean, have fun. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, newly re-sworn in, which is not a word, but that's okay. There it is. Congratulations, sir. Welcome back to the show.
We get the gist. Thank you. Yeah,
you get the gist.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing? Yeah, we had a pretty good night last night.
Yeah.
Pretty eventful.
A couple hundred folks, Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Couple hundred folks. Yeah, yeah. We you know, I didn't want to just say we'll have a small ceremony and no one can come. If people want to come, come on.
Yeah.
And come say hello after the swearing in and then the conversation. We did a lot of talking about what we would do. And a lot of times people get sworn in, they take the oath of office, and then they just say thank you to everyone, and they should.
Right.
And then that's it.
The people want a show. They want to see their celebrity. They want
to
see their favorite
now.
Sheriff, their unopposed reelected sheriff. Give them something.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I gave it to them, but I did tell them what we've accomplished. I did tell... like I tell here all the time, what we plan on accomplishing and how proud I am of working at the sheriff's office and having the trust of the citizens. And, you know, I wasn't sure about this unopposed for the first time ever type of thing. And I'm talking about it now only because we've done some research. And sure enough, there's never been an unopposed sheriff
in Escambia County. Yeah.
And we are the oldest sheriff's office in the state of Florida. Now, the first 100 years they were appointed. So
doesn't quite count
coincide.
Sure.
You know, there weren't any newspapers to say who was appointed, but there are. Oh, I mean, all the details of the appointment.
Sure.
But based upon who we know the first elected sheriff is, and from that point on, there's always been at least a primary, if not a primary and a general.
I love that. Like, this is to me, this is your character. Okay, I've known you a long time, as long as I've lived here. We've known you 11 years now, and you are so uncomfortable with the being celebrated stuff that in being the first ever unopposed reelected sheriff in Escambia County, you're still putting asterisk footnotes on that. Well, you know, the first 100 years, you know, like that cracks me up. I mean, it's celebrated. It's a good accomplishment.
Yeah. And thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. We've got a lot of great people working at our team, and obviously everyone says that, but I mean, I can list them or name them, but you can see what we do at the sheriff's office and where we're going. You can see our engagement platforms. You can see our what we're doing, enforcement technology.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope has always been, my hope has been that you can see. You know, I don't have to tell you what we're doing. Hopefully you can see everything from the nuance of the new patch that we have on our shoulder, the cruiser cars, where, you know, the fact that we're going to white cruiser cars to save a couple $1,000 a car. People may not pay attention to that, but you'll soon see white cars with the green lettering because it looks, quite honestly, it looks better.
I didn't know either of those things. See? So you're going to white cruisers with green lettering?
Yeah, you know, we have the green and white cars, but we had to pay like $2,500 per car to get the green fronts and the green backs and then to be green and white. So we decided...
Matches the unis and look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And so we thought, well, let's just change to white cars and create a car that still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Still is identifiable as a sheriff's office car. And it looks, the first car we put out, all the deputies seem to love it. It's, you know, they take a lot of pride in the cars in their ride.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that Escambia County citizens also look and say, that's our sheriff's office. That's our car. No one wants to be, oh, that's an ugly car. I don't, you know, why do they do that sort of thing? But yeah, we wanted to simplify.
So that's starting. When is that coming?
We already got one car done. It probably in the next couple of months you'll see the new cars. Not every car, obviously. We're not going to buy new.
There's
cars
no point
all
in
around.
Saving money on painting less by repainting and costing money, right?
I mean, right. That's correct.
So it's as the new ones come in. You're
so
gonna
we buy a completely white Tahoe and then we put the stickers on it.
Makes
it's
sense.
That
and the patch? I didn't know this was a patch. When did the patch change?
The patch changed about 4 years ago. It was a little busy, and
It is pretty simple.
We start looking at this is what we are. We're the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and that's all you need to know.
And that is literally all it said. It just says Escambia Sheriff, and that's it. So
Escambia
and
Sheriff.
And the star in the middle. So
and you'll see that our deputies are wearing these outer carriers again. We've revamped all of that, so all of them look pretty much the same. They're a little forgiving for those of us who could probably lose a pound or two. So the outer carrier vest and it's more functional for them. So again, we're trying to do these small things, but also we're doing the big things too.
Well, and I like that, you know, not taking for granted that just because it's been done a certain way. I mean, you know, that's always the challenge. It's like the eyes you see as an employee the first 2 weeks are the ones you want to retain, because after 2 weeks, notice it's just the way we've always done it. And so it's good to question some of that stuff. We have had a couple of events. A fairly busy week, actually, for bad events. Let's talk about them. There had been a, on the old Dodges on 9 Mile that's now closed and being reworked, body discovered, but it was no foul play?
No foul play, yeah. It was natural causes.
Okay. So a homeless person, I'm guessing, would be the most likely. I mean, just somebody
who was. That's the assumption,
yeah. Okay. You had Tommy Street on the New Year's Day. You had somebody shot and killed. Do we know anything now?
Yeah, well, what we know now is a disagreement led to a gunshot, and that gunshot ended up taking someone's life. We do have a suspect. That suspect should be charged today. They're already in jail, so we already have a hold on him over in Santa Rosa County. So we should be making that charge, that murder charge, today.
We had what I consider to be a really genuinely awful story. I mean, they're all awful, okay, but this is extra horrible. On Baldridge Drive, a woman who'd been run over multiple times by her boyfriend, is that right? What happened here?
That's it. They some sort of an altercation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend led this boyfriend, the suspect, to do, I don't know what caused it, but to take a gun, and then he fired what we believe to be 16 or 17 times, ending up hitting her about 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And as she lay in the parking lot, he took her car, her Jeep Cherokee, ran over her, and then backed over her again before fleeing, heading to the Alabama area. We were able to use, obviously, eyewitness testimony, but we also used some of the technology, license plate readers, to be able to track the car, at least until it got on the interstate. We knew it was heading towards the Mobile area. We knew that they had this guy had connections over in the Mobile Pritchard area. So we contacted the law enforcement partners over in Alabama. Sure enough, I think Spanish Fort Police Department saw this Cherokee on the side of the road with a flat tire. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And they ended up walking up. I guess he thought they were just there to help him, but they put the cuffs on him, and he will be extradited to Escambia County to face the murder charges.
Okay. We also had an odd story, but one that it's something that you and I talk about all the time is gun laws and gun rules. Mm-hmm. We had a guy in the north end of the county, I think. The neighbor's dog came on his property, and then he felt concerned about that, so he went to get a gun. And it's after that that everything went wrong, right?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's as simple as this. The shots were fired when the dog was not even in his yard. So the charges were presented based upon the fact that, you know, we talk about reasonableness all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it reasonable to believe that your life is in danger, or someone else's life is in danger, when the dog's not even in your yard? And by all accounts, that's what took place, because, you know, we could tell the location, obviously, where the dog was. We can tell where the shots were fired. These are things that why. There's really no reason to do that. And again, if someone's listening, then and you've heard us talk at all,
right?
Hopefully, this will be ingrained in your head. It is we use a reasonableness standard, and if you feel like your life's in danger, then you can protect yourself. If you feel like someone else's life is in danger, you can protect yourself, but you cannot protect someone shooting someone 3 houses down or that's not an immediate threat to you or someone else.
And in this case, the dogs came on his property. He went and got his pistol. The dogs left the property. He goes and starts firing at the dogs as they're basically wandering down the street, not even threatening him, all of which he admitted to the deputy. And then he said, it's okay. It's my Second Amendment right.
Yeah. That's why I was charged.
Sometimes you and I talk a lot about gun laws. I talk a lot about gun stuff with Sheriff Johnson too. But to me, it's like you can't educate people enough, especially in a gun culture like Florida. You cannot tell people often enough what the rules are so that people themselves don't run afoul of them, don't break them, don't do something dumb, and don't commit a crime, right? I mean, that's my goal. That's why we talk about it, is because it happens and it's a problem.
Well, and there's not this grand list of circumstances in which you can use a gun. I mean, there's not, you know, Section 8, when a dog is coming on your property, you can't, there's nothing like that. It is, again, in the standard that we have to apply. And that's why when I first started mentioning about this case, I said, at the time the shot was fired, what is the scenario at that very time?
Right.
And I think that's important for everyone to understand. If your life's in danger, you're going to know it. You know what? You're going to know it, and it's going to be pretty simple for everyone. You can be easy to articulate why you had to pull the weapon and why you had to fire the gun. Look, there's very few more staunch supporters of concealed carry and protecting yourself and Second Amendment rights than I am, and you're in the same boat, because we have had so many. We probably talked about this 200 times over the last many years, and that's why I want to be very clear. Yes, you can protect yourself here in Escambia County. We're not going to charge you for protecting yourself, but we want to make sure you help us. You know, make sure that you, the only option is to use deadly force.
If you shoot a gun or brandish, okay, but if you shoot a gun. And you have reason to fear for your life or a forcible felony or the injury to another person, no problem. But you better have a reason. And it better be one of those things.
And it should be. We can't have people out there just arbitrarily shooting.
I mean, because like if a dog is barking at you, biting at you, you're entitled. You can defend yourself. I mean, we've talked about that. My wife and I bike, and people let their dogs out. It drives me crazy that they don't control the dogs. If a dog comes near my wife and starts barking at her to bite her, that dog is going to be bad for the dog. But a dog just is running down the side of the road? No, not enough. You know, it's got to be an active attack. Anyway, so we talk about it a lot.
And if you replace dog with another person, individual, mm-hmm. Even with a person with a stick, say, and they're three houses down, you're not really in any threat at that point. You know, obviously, give us a call, and we'll have a conversation with that guy.
I did want to just one quick thing on the state of the agency, because I didn't get to listen to the speech last night. But anything you're planning to do in the next, 4 years is a long time, but anything you're planning to do this year other than, the paint choice, and you already did the patch 4 years ago, but anything else that you got? You're putting up the memorial for officers, going to groundbreak on the 16th.
Groundbreaking on the 16th of January, yes.
Anything else that you guys have planned right now for the next maybe 6 months or so?
Again, I think that some of the things we started in earnest last year, last term, and then we're going to continue to build, like the real-time crime center, we're going to continue to build our network with more cameras. We're going to incorporate that into our engagement platform. Right now, we consider that to be enforcement. But, when we go to neighborhood associations, we say, here's what you can do. You can sign up for this. It doesn't give us access to your cameras, but you can sign up for our, to be a part of this, so that if we have an incident, we can just email you and say, hey, do you happen to have video? So that's, if we continue to build upon our network, I think it makes us stronger. I think that what I really need to do is, and I talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it again. I read an article about the county has approved 4,000 more homes last year alone. If there's 2.5 people per home, which is what the census says, that's about 10,000 people in 1 year. Now, I know there's some nuances there. Some people moving from one place to the other, but a lot of these people are coming into Escambia County.
Well, new homes is new people. I mean,
New people are moving from the city to the county, people from the other counties to our county. So we have to be prepared for that. I happen to think that we're short of deputies already. We haven't added a deputy before I got elected. We haven't added a deputy in 20 years because they were having trouble fielding them, finding the deputies. Now we fill up a couple times a year, so we're actually hiring the deputies. We're able to do that. So I want to have those conversations with the Board of County Commissioners, and my plan is to tell them, look, you're looking at potentially 10,000 people a year, and then 5 years we'll have 50,000 more, and that's just to keep up. That's not even to move forward.
To make progress,
to make up for where we were before. So we are in an expensive endeavor, but it has to start with safety. You have to have police, you have to have fire, you have to have EMS, and if that's not the number one priority, then I'm going to continue to shout that it should be.
I really like what Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner Hoffberger, said, which is that she was talking more about EMS, but I think it applies everywhere, is if you know this many people are coming, then you ought to have a built-in formula for this many people needs a new fire truck. This many people needs a new AMS truck. This many people needs three more deputies. I mean, that makes sense to me from a budgetary perspective. Instead of us having to figure out after the fact, well, we're short five here, we're finding these problems. It should just, I mean, it's a straight population issue, it seems like.
When I was at the Pensacola Police Department and they were going to annex an area, the first question they asked me was, how many deputies is it going to need?
Yeah.
And I gave them this number. And they end up not annexing quite as much. But I think that, first of all, we're understaffed to begin with because we haven't looked ahead to this.
Yep.
And I would love to have those conversations. What did it look? Does it look like in 1 year, in 2 years, in 4 years, even longer, with a continued increase in population? You can't just ignore it and say, well, the sheriff's office or the fire department will do it. We'll just handle it. You know, just be spread thin, but they'll just handle it. You can't do things that way. We already have per thousand a lot fewer deputies than the Pensacola has. Now they pay a premium with their property tax. But there's got to be some area there where we can make up some ground with regards to these sheriff's deputies.
All right, I know you hate being celebrated, so I'm going to ask you a really embarrassing question. You ready? It's a New Year's resolution question. You ready?
All right.
So, Sheriff Simmons, you're in pretty good shape. You have a pretty good marriage. You're at the top of your profession, widely admired in the community, and you just got reelected unopposed. Do you even bother with New Year's resolutions?
I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I really am. I'm really not. I kind of think that, why do I have to wait till January to start doing things?
Is your resolution to just keep on being Chip?
Let's try to be great. Let's try to be great at everything we do. And we can do that in February. We can do that in November. Let's do it every year.
I'm saying this more often. Sheriff Simmons, thank you for the time. Look forward to hopefully talking to you again soon.
you had me up and I'm in shape, so I'm having to go back to the gym.
Tell your brother I said so.
Yeah.
Sheriff, thanks for the time as always, sir. And thank you for good luck on the next 4 years.
Thank you. Appreciate it.